Good morning, Butler. This is Megan Lucas, K-4 STEAM teacher from Center Township Elementary.
And I'm TJ Gatens, K-4 library and STEAM teacher from Northwest Elementary.
We are both so excited to be with you today, and we have a really fun lesson that will combine two of our favorite things, library and STEAM.
Before we get started, let's all stand up and start our day the way we always do, by saying the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Friends, today we are so excited to share this awesome story with you, and then we will do a fun STEAM activity to go along with it. This will be very similar to a Storytime STEM pack like we do in STEAM class at school. Let's get started.
You will need just a few things for our lesson today. Are you ready to fly like planes and go get them gathered up? Listen very carefully. Today you will need a pencil, crayons or markers if you have them, a piece of paper, and a creative brain. We'll give you a minute to gather your supplies. Fly away.
Okay, hopefully you've all landed and are ready to begin. Hey, Ms. Gatens, I have a joke for you.
Okay, Mrs. Lucas, let's hear it.
Why did the airplane get sent to his room?
I don't know. Why did the airplane get sent to his room?
Because he had bad altitude.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, today, boys and girls, we're going to be reading Violet the Pilot by Steve Breen. In this story, Violet Van Winkle is a master at fixing household appliances and building her own cool contraptions. Kids at school start to think she's weird because she spends all of her time doing this, and they begin to tease her. But they have no idea what Violet is capable of. Violet wants to earn a blue ribbon in the upcoming air show. Mrs. Lucas, what do you think she's going to build?
Let me think. Maybe she'll build a tub bubbler, maybe a bicycopter, or maybe a wing-a-ma-jig.
Why don't we just read the story to find out what she builds? We have permission to read this book aloud from Penguin Random House Publishing Company. Violet the Pilot by Steve Breen. And boys and girls, the cover of this book is so awesome. There is a homemade flying machine built by Violet, and it's got a surfboard as the tail fin, and she's flying in this big recycled box that says soar on the side. So I hope you guys are all still soaring at home. Violet the Pilot. Everyone in town knew that Violet Van Winkle was a little different. For starters, she and her parents lived in an odd-looking house next to the junkyard her father managed. While other girls were playing with dolls and tea sets, Violet played with monkey wrenches and needle-nose pliers. And if you picture it, Mrs. Lucas, Violet lived in this old-sided blue house with red shutters and white windows, but the base of the house is the shape of an old boat. Pretty cool.
Oh, that sounds
Violet
really cool.
Violet was a mechanical genius. By the time she was two, she could fix almost any broken appliance in the house. By four, she could take apart the grandfather clock and completely reassemble it. Since she didn't have any friends aside from her dog, Orville, she would spend hours tinkering with things from the yard. Violet's parents were very proud of her. Although they weren't too happy at the time, she put a lawnmower engine on her cousin's tricycle. And if you can picture it, Violet standing there with a shocked look on her face, and her cousin is flying across the yard on his tricycle with his hair blowing back in the breeze. The older she got, the more interesting Violet's creations became. Around the time she turned eight, She was building elaborate machines from scratch, and not just any old machines. And this illustration is pretty awesome, boys and girls. It shows Violet, and it looks like she's been working all day because the sun is starting to set. And she's got old recycled parts and tools laying all around her. And her dog Orville's putting his paw up to think, and he's looking over some blueprints or some plans. And not just any old machines, she's been building flying machines. Her parents couldn't believe their eyes when they saw Violet zoom by for the first time. They were a little worried in the beginning, but they quickly saw that she was a pretty good pilot. "Careful not to hit the house," Violet's father would yell. "And don't forget to wear your sweater," Mom would add. Violet used anything she could find in the junkyard to make her wonderful contraptions. First, there was the tub bubbler. And it looks like a hot air balloon made out of a patchwork quilt. And all the ropes are anchored to a bathtub. And then there was the time she built the bicycopter, which, as you can guess, is a bicycle. And it looks like it has some old ceiling fans as the propellers. Then next, Violet built the rocket can, which, yes, it's an old trash can with an umbrella shaped like a rocket. Then there was the pogo plane and the slide glider. Oh, and we can't forget the wing-a-ma-jig, and those are just to name a few. Violet's engineering was pretty sound. The only real hazards were tall trees and piles of junk from the junkyard. Oh, and also sometimes she got bugs in her teeth. Kids at school would see Violet eating lunch alone and make fun of her strange books and her greasy coveralls. Claude and Clyde Mulrooney were especially obnoxious. And it's quite sad here. Violet's being teased by her classmates, and they're throwing things like paper airplanes and other things at her. But one day, Violet noticed a poster in a drugstore window. It read, "Air Show October 20th. That's 2 weeks away, Violet thought. Can kids fly in the show? Is a homemade aircraft allowed? That night, Violet sat in her room thinking of the air show. She knew it would be a good feeling if one of her planes won a prize. And maybe the kids at school would start being nice to her. Violet pictured exactly where she would hang her blue ribbon. And boys and girls, you can picture it. Violet's in her room, and she has posters of pilots and airplanes all over her room. And she and her dog, Orville, are lying on the bed, staring at the wall where she's going to hang her blue ribbon if she wins.
Wow, Ms. Gaten, I am loving this story. I think Violet is such a good role model for our own students. She works so hard. And when you work hard, good things happen. Boys and girls, before we finish the story, I have an idea. Let's use the steps of the design process to help us. In STEAM class, we always use the design process to help guide us through an activity. Ms. Gaten, can you help me review those steps?
That sounds like a great idea. I'd love to.
Okay. First, let's identify the problem here. What's the problem in our story today?
Well, Violet sees the poster to enter the air show, but she has to decide what to build, and she's not sure if homemade contraptions are allowed.
That's exactly right. So we have our problem. The second step, we need to brainstorm ideas. How can we help Violet?
Well, I always like to start by imagining any idea, even if it seems super outrageous. Then I like to make a list of these ideas, because you can always go back and cross things out that you think you're not going to use, but you'll still have them on that list in case something doesn't work and you have to go back to it. While I'm brainstorming this list of ideas, I also like to jot down the materials that I think I might need.
Oh, I love those ideas. Now, let's pick one and move to our third step. This third step is always the most important step in the design process. It is where we have to make a plan. Remember those ABCD drawings we've been working on? This is where we want to see that happen.
Remember, boys and girls, ABCD drawings are accurate, big, colorful, and detailed. Go ahead and get started on a plan of your flying machine, and at another time, you can add more details if you'd like to. Be sure to label all of the parts and even come up with a fun name similar to like the ones Violet had in the story. Feel free to get to work on your blueprint while you're listening to us.
Hey, Ms. G, do you always have the perfect plan the first time you try to solve a problem?
Oh, it's funny, Mrs. Lucas. Almost never.
And do you ever get mad or frustrated when you just can't seem to solve something right away?
Almost always.
I am the same way. As much as we'd love to have the perfect plan and solution to a problem on the first try, it almost never, ever happens. Listen to what some of these amazing, successful, well-known people went through before they found success. James Dyson, creator of the famous best-selling Dyson vacuum cleaner, took 15 years and 5,126 tries before he finally got the final product. And how many of you out there have a favorite Disney movie? I couldn't possibly pick my favorite, but you can imagine Walt Disney, creator of the Disney Empire, being told that he lacked imagination and had no good ideas at his first job at a newspaper. Can you believe that? It's a good thing he didn't listen to them. And Dr. Seuss, the much-loved children's author, had his first book rejected by 27 different publishers. I'm glad he didn't stop writing and trying, because I'd never have my favorite book ever, Oh, the Places You Will Go.
Wow, that's amazing. So many super successful people had to try so many times before finding the right solution.
I know, right? It's amazing, and a great reminder to keep at it, even if you get frustrated. Remember, when you get frustrated, you are that much closer to finding the solution. Back to our character, Violet, in our story. Do you think Violet ever got frustrated, Ms. G?
Oh, I'm certain she did, Mrs. Lucas. As a matter of fact, I can infer from the story that she did, because if you remember in the beginning of the story, I described an illustration of Violet working on an invention with her dog, Orville. He was looking at the plans, and she was building it. There were tools and recycled things from the junkyard everywhere, and the sun was setting. It was beginning to get dark, and they'd been building and rebuilding, creating and improving all day. I'm sure there was a lot of frustration from working on one particular thing for an entire day.
I'm sure she was. And I know when I get frustrated, I need to just step away and take a break. Maybe I'll go for a walk. Maybe I'll step outside to just take a deep breath of fresh air. Or just do something completely different for a little bit. Ms. G, I have a great idea. Why don't we let our kiddos take a break, sit down, relax, and listen to the rest of our story?
That sounds like a great idea. Boys and girls, find a comfy place to sit and listen to the rest of the story. You won't want to miss it. She and Orville spent the next few days combing the junkyard for just the right materials. When they had collected a giant pile of stuff, the building began. But one day, the Mulroon twins happened to pass by. "Look, it's that girl from our school," one of them said. "What are you doing, weirdo?" Now, I don't think the Mulrooney boys are doing a great job of soaring like our students, though. Violet told them, "I'm building an airplane." The twins exploded in laughter, then mumbled something mean as they walked away. Orville barked at the boys, but Violet went back to the project. "Take it easy, buddy," she said to Orville. "We're too busy to worry about them." Finally, after days of hard work, Violet had finished her flying machine. She named the magnificent new craft the Hornet. "Wait till people in the grandstand see me flying in this," Violet said to Orville. "And the Hornet looks pretty awesome, Mrs. Lucas. She used, it looks like some old lawnmower wheels, a ceiling fan, a window from her tool shed, a recliner, some spatulas from the kitchen, big barrel at the back end of the plane." So now it was time to test the flight, and it was a success, and it shows Violet looping through the sky. On the day of the big air show, Violet took off, bursting with excitement. Her parents' faces had beamed with pride when they wished her luck, and she thought about that as she flew through the clear autumn sky. She calculated that the trip would take about 20 minutes. She would arrive just in time for the start of the show. And she and Orville are flying in the plane in their caps and goggles, and they look super happy. But suddenly, something caught Violet's eye. In the river below, where the group of people were frantically waving, Violet lowered her altitude to get a better look, and she spotted a troop of Boy Scouts and disabled. Violet knew she had to help, and fast. So, boys and girls, as Violet's looking from her plane, she sees some tipped over canoes and pulled Boy Scout troop with their scoutmaster, Santa Claus rocks, hold on. It wasn't easy rescuing all the boys, but Violet piloted the Hornet with careful precision. Saving the scoutmaster from going over the falls was particularly dangerous. Violet had to fly low and drop a rope down with a ring to save all of the boys. Violet dropped the grateful scouts off at the hospital and waved goodbye. She checked her watch. 3:30, she said to Orville sadly. We've missed the entire air show. She turned her plane toward home and sighed. It was a miserable feeling. That evening, Violet had no appetite for dinner. She just went upstairs and sat on her bed. And all of a sudden, she heard lots of noise outside the house. She and Orville went to the window and discovered that a crowd of people had gathered on the front lawn. Somebody spotted her in the bedroom window. There's Violet, the boy shouted. She's our hero. And it showed Violet and Orville peeking out the window, and the lawn is filled with newspaper reporters and people from town. So the Van Winkles stepped outside, squinting from all the flash bulbs that were popping. The press, the mayor, the fire and police chiefs, even kids and teachers from her school all learned of the rescue that day and came to praise her. Young lady, please accept this Medal of Valor as a token of our gratitude and esteem, said the mayor. And he gave Orville a new collar with a license that read K-9 Hero. From that day on, Violet's parents let her fly whenever she wanted, but her mom still made her wear a sweater. And on this last picture here, on the last illustration, there's a gentleman in an airplane reading a magazine titled Popular Science, and Violet Van Winkle's on the cover in the Hornet. And as he looks out the window, he sees Violet and Orville flying right next to him on the plane.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic ending. Violet worked so hard and was such a helpful, kind person. And because of that, something really good happened in the end. I just love that story.
I did too, Mrs. Lucas. And I know there are some awesome flying machines being planned out there right now. I'm so proud of all the wonderful ideas that these kids are coming up with. Great work, everyone.
And I'm proud of them as well. And I'm proud of how hard you've all been working. Now, remember in the story how Violet made her flying machine out of things from her family's junkyard? If you are able and have the permission from your parents, we challenge all of you to go to the next step of the design process and begin building. Find some things around the house and try building a model of your machine. It doesn't have to be now or even today, just whenever you have a little extra time. Ms. Gatens, do you have any suggestions for what they may be able to use?
Oh, I bet there might be some boxes or cardboard cylinders that they've been recycling this week. Anything in the recycling bin, cereal boxes, the roll from the paper towels. Boys and girls, just be creative. What will the wings be made out of? Does it have a propeller? Maybe you'll go outside to find some things in your garage or shed to use. Remember, when you build or improve and test your design, you're going through steps 4 and 5 of the design process. I always go back and forth between those steps several times before I have my final product.
These are all awesome ideas. Now remember to use your drawing or blueprint as your guide, but like Ms. G said, it may change many, many times before you get to your finished flying machine. You may also have to update your original drawing to reflect the improvements or changes that you made. But stick with it. Have fun creating it. I am certain there will be some really cool flying machines out there.
We hope you enjoyed this story and activity as much as we did. If you enjoyed this story, Violet the Pilot, you may also like some other similar ones, such as Otter in Space by Sam Garten or The Magnificent Thing by Ashley Spires.
Parents and students, remember, you can access student assignments and teacher office hours on the Butler Area School District website, along with all of the most up-to-date information from the district.
If you have not received an email from your building with assignments, please let your classroom teacher or principal know as soon as possible.
We'd like to take a second to thank the Butler Radio Group and the law firm of Dillon, McCandless, King, Coulter, and Graham for this opportunity to bring this lesson to all of you today.
And we thank you for tuning in and listening to our on-air classroom today. We are super proud of the work you're doing at home. Keep it up. This is Miss Gaten.
And this is Mrs. Lucas, signing off. Stay safe, be well, and have a great day.